Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
On the Brayton Cipretta Show, weekdays from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
What's up, guys? It's Brayton Cipretta, bringing the full San Diego lifestyle to your radio. Sports, culture, vibes, it's all right here. Weekdays 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan.
And Odyssey Sports Station. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost with Tony Quinn Jr.
I just have a lot of questions about shared dude wipes. I feel like it should be a personal stash.
Chris Ello.
When you guys mentioned the fact that there were dude wipes in there, my first reaction to it was, really? You use something moist down there?
And Matt Scraby.
The Rams, baby! The Rams!
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
Halfway home on a Wednesday, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Scraby. Good to have Bud Black back with the Padres in a special advisor senior role and joining us on the program there. And always good to catch up with him. Spring training isn't far, Tony. I think 4 weeks, 3 weeks now? Month away.
February 15th.
Less than 4 weeks.
Yeah,
but
February 15th.
I think, right, so yeah, a month.
For position players.
Yeah, no, pitchers and catchers, 11th.
13th, 11th?
11th.
It's coming up.
No,
13th.
It's
11th. No, I think it's 11th.
Is it the 11th?
Yes. Maybe it's the 13th. Who knows if it's the 13th or if it's the 11th. It might be the 12th.
We just said the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th.
I think I saw this morning that it's
hopefully
the
11th. They
know. The 11th.
Hopefully they know. But soon enough, we'll all be down there and spring training, Padre baseball right around the corner. We are getting to Chris versus the Fans here shortly. Not really any big newsworthy items today. Scraby will hit whatever we do have in the Big Five. Ranger Suarez signed with the Red Sox. That was the baseball news of the day. Fred Warner. Scraby says he doesn't want him back. Probably don't think you need him against the Seahawks.
What? Wait, when did I say that?
I said he's not ruling out a return, and you said, well, the 49ers are being careful, and they should do the right thing. And I said, well, why just play him?
And they're
like,
also,
well, I don't want anything to happen to him.
They're also, Trent Williams is saying that it's even amazing that he's in uniform. It doesn't sound like he thinks that Fred Warner's going to play. So maybe Fred Warner's not actually ready, and some of these players are going to tell him to not risk
it. Get out there, Fred. You know he wants to play, and he can make a difference.
I'd wait a week, Fred. Just wait a week, brother.
There may not be a week to wait for.
Who's got their phone audio on?
There may not be a week to wait for, Tony. If they lose,
it's
there'll
you.
Be nothing.
Oh, it's my computer. I'm sorry.
There'll be nothing to wait. Are your glasses talking? And
no, I don't have my glasses today.
They're not over there today?
It was Cameron Young nearly holding a 125-yard indoor golf shot.
Oh, goodness. Oh, yeah,
now you're watching that
No,
stuff?
It was an accident. It was an
great.
Accident.
It was great.
Okay,
Tony was just catching up on the replay.
you're watching highlights of the indoor golf.
No.
Aztecs play at Wyoming. They tip off in about an hour in Laramie. Pressure's on, Dutch. The men need to win to keep up with the women who stayed undefeated earlier today. Scraby.
Yes.
Got the big five. We're going to have a our usual weekly check-in on the NFL playoff games coming up this weekend. But right now, it's time to play Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Jen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
He's crazy, Scraby.
I am not crazy.
You know
what
you
was
gotta,
it that prompted
where,
that?
You got to get the glasses back on and start videoing some of this stuff that
no
we're
kidding.
Missing.
They showed a Jamal Charles 5-touchdown game on TV, and I will tell you this, please. I was undefeated in fantasy football that year. I was playing the girl that I was dating. She had Jamal Charles. She beat me, and I broke up with her.
Why?
Does she beat because you? Because I was the dummy, okay?
No, wait. That was the reason for your breakup was that she won the game.
She didn't quite understand how bad it hurt to lose an undefeated fantasy football team and then lose to her team who she didn't even know who Jamal Charles was. I just, yeah, really bothered me. But I do think that I was in the wrong for that one.
What makes you draw that conclusion?
We've since talked, and my reaction hurt her feelings, and so I had to take a good, deep, hard look at myself after that.
I'm sure you did.
I did.
I'm sure you did.
And what did you come up with? Because it doesn't seem like much has changed.
I came up with...
Since then?
I came up with, maybe I shouldn't be so serious about fantasy football.
I'd say so.
And McKee says, almost as good as the corn story, or is this the same girl? Not the same girl. Corn story, another
Scraby's
day.
Lost the Scraby's left a lot of them wanting out there.
I guess.
Littered the streets are littered with girls.
Yes, of course. Here are the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first time let us know before you get into it, and you'll get that question for free today. We are playing for that qualification for the grand prize. 2 tickets to Sammy Hagar at Dolby Live at Park MGM. 2-night stay at Park MGM Las Vegas and a $100 gas card. Sammy Hagar returns to Vegas with his Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency. You can see him March 11th through the 21st and September 18th through the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, let's go with our first contestant today. Let's go with Joey.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Joey.
Hi, Joey.
Hello.
Happy hump day. All right, here we go. Let's get to our first question of the game.
You okay?
What team scored the most points during last week's wild card round?
Let's go with the Rams.
The Rams, baby! That is correct.
A lot of teams scored a lot of points.
The Rams and the Panthers. The Panthers outscored every other team except for the Rams.
Right.
Hang with them. Question number two.
Hang with them.
Peyton Manning. Oh, my Lord. Never mind.
He just said the answer.
Who is this year's... Oh, yeah. This is a hot button one. Who is this year's Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, man. The guy from Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't give you that.
I can't think of his name.
Oh, no!
Oh,
I mean, he knows where he's from. Doesn't that count?
That does not.
Juan Paniquez is from Puerto Rico as well. They're not going to get you anywhere here.
Okay.
Maya?
Yeah.
Bad Bunny. Oh, how about me knowing something for the change in the music
world? I'm sorry about that, Joey. We did an overtime about Bad Bunny being selected for halftime show. So okay. Maybe.
Is saying that's the only reason why Chris knew?
That's right.
I think it's the only time we've ever talked about
it. I mean, I was kind of in on the announcement when it happened. There was a big political brouhaha that went on, as it seems to be with everything in this world these days.
Someone said, Siggy Schmidt.
Great timing. Great
good
timing.
Good one.
All right.
Let's go to Ryan.
Welcome to the show, Ryan. How are you?
Hey, I got the kids in the car. We went to Vegas on your guys' dime a couple years ago.
Awesome.
They're excited.
All okay. Right, here we go. First question. What player, Major League Baseball player, was number one in the 2025 MLB Top 100 list?
Oh, jeez. Might be going to Vegas.
No, I think you can get
this
one.
Next player?
Number?
Oh, geez. Otani.
There
you go. Yeah, nice. It was easier than you thought.
You're two answers away.
Yes.
Here we go. Question number two.
Unfortunately, is right.
Yeah.
Arguing with the sun. Okay, go ahead.
In Bud Black's playing career, what team did he spend the most time with?
Chris is going to get this one. Let's go with the Royals.
Oh, he hits it right again. We are
nice.
In the question.
Chris is not going to get a chance to get that right. Very good.
Question number three.
Buddy Black. Got a World Series ring with the Royals.
Ask
it's got to be somewhere
the number
in his
one question,
archives.
Tony.
All right. Here we go. Courtesy of Matthew Scraby. What golf course did J.J. Spahn win his U.S. Open last year?
Oh, my gosh. What kind of question is this?
You're lucky because I don't know.
TPC Sawgrass.
He's going TPC Sawgrass.
That's where they hold the fifth major.
The fake one that you always
no, the fifth major. And Charlie Hoffman said it was a fifth major. I trust Charlie.
Honestly, was it the U.S. Open, right?
It
was,
yes.
I really think it was in Pennsylvania, and I think it was something that I kind of will know the name when you say it, but I'm not going to. It's not coming to me. Encinitas Ranch. I only gave them a free plug because I've really wanted to play that course and we can never get on there.
Oh man, I've
so
played that course a lot.
So if you're at Encinitas Ranch, help me get on your
me
course.
Too,
we
me too.
Want to play
I live
there.
I live 7 minutes away from your golf course.
You can't get
listen
on that
to
course.
You guys, right? There.
But
we're
I technically
begging you.
But
Encinitas Ranch, we're giving you free publicity.
Get us
on this course.
I technically live in Carlsbad, even though if I cross the street, I'm in Encinitas, so I don't get the Encinitas Ranch.
No,
so it's extremely expensive.
Right? No, but you have to have an inn to get a tea time there. It drives me crazy. So it wasn't Encinitas Ranch?
No, not Encinitas Ranch.
All right. Name it, and I'm going to be upset. What was it? Was it Pennsylvania?
It was Pennsylvania.
Oh,
yeah.
Oakmont. Yeah, I could have got that. All right, good for you.
Congratulations.
Ryan, you get there.
Hey, kids are excited.
Nice.
Yes.
Yes. Stay on hold.
Got the double U. Good for you.
All right.
C20 says begging. Yes, we were.
Oh, we're totally begging.
I will 100%. I don't know if you. I don't. I'll just go out there and play. Okay?
Well, I don't know if you've ever been. I mean, I've been there.
I didn't want to get myself into trouble.
I've never been on the course, but I parked my car in that neighborhood for a few, whatever it was, and I walked by this course, and I'm like, wow,
it's
I would
beautiful.
Love to play on
it's
this
beautiful.
Course. And then I found out what it was, and then found out you can never play on the darn thing.
So they flipped the nines, I don't know how long ago, but.
Flipped the nines? What
yes,
does that mean?
The number one hole was in a different spot, and then they flipped the nines so that you start next to the clubhouse instead of having to go across and then start. Chris, we got to get you on the Encinitas Ranch. It is a great golf course. It's one of my favorites.
To. I'm trying. I just begged for 5 minutes. What else do you want me to do? It's got to be somebody from Encinitas Ranch who knows somebody who listens to the
show. You know,
there
is actually, I don't know if they still work there, but they actually... saw my name in a gift card drawer at Encinitas Ranch and hit me up on Instagram to tell me that I forgot to pick up my gift card. Okay. And they are friends with Woods, so if you're listening, hook us up.
Ah, okay.
All right. That was a lot of begging. Lots of
we want to
no
go
shame,
some more?
No shame, no shame. No, at all.
No shame, no game.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a real saying, but
it is now.
All right. All right, that wraps it. Good job. Ryan wins that. We got coming up Big Five. We got coming up NFL weekend preview. News and notes you got to know. Fun stuff that you probably didn't know and may not need to know, but it'll be fun to have. It's all coming up as the program rolls along towards 6. Aztecs tip-off in Laramie at 5. And it's Gwen and Chris with a check of traffic.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first 2 orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good game there. Chris versus the fans. Eventually, Ryan won again. Not to Vegas this year, though.
With the help of his kids, Ryan won.
Yes, he did. He's a repeat winner.
Yeah, but I did guess Encinitas Ranch was one of my guesses. Anybody out there?
Someone said they thought that was a tangy ranch flavor.
Encinitas Ranch. That's pretty good, actually.
Where should we go, fellas? I know where we can go. Wait. Let me check. Is it in the Big Five? It is in the Big Five.
So. What were you going to talk about?
Oh, Koepka.
Can't talk about anything in the Big Five.
Because in the Big Five, we're going to talk about how the PGA Tour may have designed everything to keep one player from coming back to the PGA
this
Tour.
Go ahead. This is a conscrabacy.
Yes,
he's talking about. What I'm talking about is yesterday, it seemed like the PGA was, you know, minus the penalties, the $85 million penalty, they were welcoming back Brooks Koepka with open arms.
Somebody's finally jumped in on that.
Not so fast.
Yeah, somebody's mad about
it. What's the young man? Is it Wyndham?
Wyndham Clark.
Wyndham Clark.
That's embarrassing. Right? If there's anybody named Wyndham out there, I apologize, but truly, you play any other sport and be named Wyndham?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, fair enough.
Tennis.
Right?
Tennis.
Like, if you... Okay.
Yeah, I can see Wyndham
But
Clark.
If you're a DB...
Any sport you play with a sweater around your shoulders.
If you're a DB...
If you're a DB, you'd have to change your name.
I think what happens if you're a DB, you're the name that the broadcasters are saying that they have decided to throw at and take advantage of all game.
Right. They're going to go after Wyndham today on the left side.
Wyndham Clark not happy.
No, not happy.
He feels like Brooks is getting to have his cake and eat it too.
I scoffed at Wyndham.
You did, and it felt like it was just basically based on his name that you scoffed at.
No, I didn't. More so, I was like, do something, and then you could talk, but he has won a U.S. Open, so I can't.
Seems like he should be able to comment.
He should be able to comment, and then I thought, I put myself in his position.
He's been loyal to the soil.
He has. I'm assuming since he won a U.S. Open, LIV Golf at one point tried to offer him a contract or have discussions or something, and he turned him down to stay with the PGA Tour. And
Wyndham might have been, if you think about it, right? Because initially, all of the big names were kind of like keeping him at arm's length.
Yeah.
You have to imagine that they pivoted and tried to get some of the maybe lesser known guys to come in, and they did. They were successful in doing that. Before.
Are you talking LIV?
I'm talking LIV.
Yes, yes.
So I think your assumption is that he probably was offered
some sort of contract,
and he said no.
I mean, every single person that stayed on the PGA Tour, did they not basically give up a chance for untold riches, or were there some players that LIV wouldn't have taken?
I'm sure there's some
players, right. But the ones that we're
Clark
talking
would
about,
have been taken.
I think he would have been.
He won a U.S. Open, and he won it 2 years ago. So it's not like he's but either further
way,
removed from his.
Either way,
major.
He's not on the side of all is good, all is love.
Well, I was reading before the show. Tiger Woods actually said this at his the golf.
Tiger said it's incredible.
Yeah,
to have
he loves it.
Yeah, to have
he loves Brooks coming back. Yeah, you know, he said this is what people want. This is what we needed.
Yes,
we need to bring golf back together. But Tiger
made his money. He's done. Tiger really said about any of this. He's speaking from a different perch.
But I would be,
and he's Jack too, by the way.
Yeah, I'm much happier. Tiger trying to grow the game than just being silent and saying nothing and being involved in these things.
I can see that.
But Tiger said that Brooks sent a letter on December 23rd about wanting to come back to the PGA Tour. So this came out yesterday. It was like 3 weeks from when Brooks said he wanted back into finding this new system.
Listen, here's the other thing I think we probably haven't said enough. This was a very easy target to get like a lick back at LIV, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're taking one of the guys that they worked really hard to get, and you're snatching them away.
Yeah.
And you're making press doing it, too.
Yes, you're making press because you have this returning member program that we'll talk about in a little bit. I don't mind Wyndham being mad about this, but they are penalizing these guys.
Yeah, like, it's not like they just are letting Koepka back in. Just
no, it's there's like a revenue sharing type thing that they set up for these guys.
He doesn't
get that for like 5 years, which is a long time.
And he had to give up what $5 million
for a donation, and then they're estimating he's going to lose around $85 million.
But he made $85 million before he lost.
But that's what we're saying.
Put it this way: think of any of the other major sports. How often are they getting fined in the millions? Outside of a suspension for PEDs, they're not getting fined like that. They're not paying that type of price.
And also, PGA Tour doesn't release their punishments.
Well,
so
they released this one.
They had to.
$85 million later.
I mean, Wyndham Clark, in the end, he probably knows this is a good thing, but I understand why because he, like you said, loyal to the soil.
I hope Wyndham Clark and Brooks go in a playoff somewhere, and Wyndham kicks his butt, tells Brooks, take that.
I'm sure it'll be pretty sweet for him at that point. I think, I don't know if we'll hear from anybody else, but I'm sure he's not the only one who feels like that.
I'm sure. I have to.
There were some very salty feelings.
Those guys are leaving and getting the money.
Rory's been real quiet. I can't wait. You know, he doesn't stay quiet very long. As soon as he has his opening,
he can't help it.
He's going to have something to say.
I bet you he says
get
it's good
the
for the
PGA spotlight on me. I'm Rory.
That's not what he said at all.
That guy.
That's not what he said at all.
Can we take 2 seconds off golf? We should have touched on this early in the week. We did not. Congrats, Strasburg,
yes,
Zito.
Yes, yes.
Two local legends. Both
Strasburg,
inducted.
Ready to go.
That's right. And inducted into the Breitbart Hall of Fame early this week. Great honor for both of those guys. Strasburg, of course, West Hills High School. Barry Zito finished at Uni, which now has Cathedral.
Yeah.
But
he was at the OG Uni.
He was in the OG Uni. He pitched somewhere else before that. and I can't remember.
You're here in San Diego?
Yeah. He transferred. At the end, something happened with the school he was at wasn't putting anything into baseball, and he wanted to, you know, he was legit.
Clearly.
Who would you – it's a tougher question, I think, than maybe on the surface. Who had the better career? Strasburg or Zito? I think it's close. They both went to 3 All-Star games.
Well, Strasburg is
Zito got the Cy Young. Strassi got his World Series.
And a World Series MVP.
I think that puts him ahead.
You're going to go with Strassi?
I'm going with Strassi.
165 wins for Zito.
I tell you this.
113 for Strasburg. So Zito had 50 more wins. Also pitched 1,000 more innings, Zito did.
Better career.
I'm going to go Strasburg,
I still
but
think
it's close. It's closer.
I think, obviously, Zito had a healthier career.
Yeah, he had longevity.
He had a little longer, but in terms of, like, impact,
yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, man. Zito got his World Series ring.
Oh, with the Giants,
Giants,
huh?
2012. Yep. Maybe the big difference, Strasburg has a Silver Slugger award. Mm. No, I don't think that's a difference.
Does he have does he have a gold glove?
No. I would think that both guys would be complimentary of each other.
For
like,
sure.
If you asked Zito, he'd say Strasburg had a better. And I bet you if you asked Strasburg, he'd probably say, Zito might have had a better career.
I know if you asked Strasburg, he'd say Zito.
Right?
That's just kind of how Strasburg is.
Yeah, they both had good careers, let's be straight up. Yeah. But anyway, they were honored this week at the Hall of Champions, Breitbart Hall of Fame. So good for both guys there. Congrats. I think it's a cool deal to be recognized by
Absolutely.
The city you grew up in. You know,
absolutely.
As a.
That's what you care most about, anyway.
A lot of times.
Yeah. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, Scraby's long-awaited Big Five that we stayed away from certain topics.
Thank you.
He yelled at us when we came in today about making sure we looked at see what the Big Five topics were, so we don't bring them up during the course of the show. I almost did it, but
myself. You're really the rule was for someone. Else.
Let's get to break. We're going to Chris on the
Hey, Scribby, I know you're going to be talking about the Big Five, and then you ask the question I'm going to ask.
We're going to Chris on the other side.
He's ignoring me.
The biggest guests in San Diego sports.
Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Scribby. You know one thing that Scribby despises is when we lollygag our way into the Big Five, and he can't seem to get it done on time. So I'm not going to do that today, Scribby.
Gonna turn it over to him early?
Yeah, hit some traffic and let's go.
Traffic's not ready.
I knew it. See, this is why.
Traffic's not supposed to come in until 37.
So we lollygag, and then it goes a little bit beyond 37. He's like, hey, guys, you're taking too long.
Right.
When we was ready to go. It's just the traffic's not
trying
ready
to help
for
you
another
out,
2 minutes.
And you couldn't, couldn't take advantage
traffic
of it.
Traffic in the middle of the Big Five, then.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
One of the great listeners to our station, Charisma, said, when is Tony Gwynn Jr. being elected into the Breitbart Hall of Fame?
I didn't do nothing. You got to actually...
You hit a last-second shot to win your final game in high school.
That's all great. But
you hit that ball off of Trevor Hoffman.
That's all great, too. That was
that
fun.
That probably is hurting his cause.
I enjoyed that very much. But
that one he hit after that, the Trevor hit is keeping him out of the Hall of Fame.
Was able to accomplish what Barry was able to accomplish. I didn't come close to that. So there's your answer.
In their mind,
I still think you should be a.
I appreciate the love.
I think you should be a candidate, but I can understand Strassi and Zito getting the call.
Getting the love
at this point.
We're broadcasting live from the Bill Howe Studios. We know how. I don't know why I trailed off on that. I felt embarrassed.
Ahead. Just
we know how.
There you go.
All guests on 97.3 The Fan. Join us on the David P. Shapiro
Sell
Fan
it,
Hotline.
Scraby. Sell it.
David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Woke up to a flurry of text messages from my family. Like a flurry. You know when you wake up and you see you've already received about like 6 or 7 messages, you're like, what the heck happened? It was all about the LA Olympic registration, tickets registration opening. My sister, for some reason, is obsessed with getting tickets to the Olympics. So she texted me at 6 a.m. to tell me to get in line on the website.
You gotta get into the queue.
I took my sweet time getting to the queue. And then once I got there, I sat there for an hour and the thing wasn't working. So then I exited, went back in, I sat there for another hour, it wasn't working. So I ended up giving up and she was unhappy with me for giving up. My question for you guys, and what is it, Wednesday? Chris, you're up first. Are you going to go to the LA Olympics?
Man, doubtful.
Doubtful.
I did go in 1984.
Oh, okay. So you have that under your belt.
That sounds like a young man's task right there.
A little more. Had a little more energy for that. But I also remember, I mean, I was living in San Diego, and I thought about it because I didn't want to go to L.A. and be in the mess that would be L.A. People who recall the 84 Olympics in L.A. will tell you that for some strange reason, I don't think anybody ever explained it, I think people were so worried about gridlock that for 2 weeks, and I kid you not,
no one was on.
Nobody went anywhere. And the roads were almost wide open. It was the weirdest dynamic during those Olympic Games.
This time everybody outthought themselves.
Everybody outthought themselves, so nobody was out there, and it was kind of a nice change. Your uncle will remember the game, but yeah. I went to the gold medal game. Baseball, they lost to Japan. Your uncle was batting, I think, cleanup or pretty darn close to it in
that
game.
Now, Chris, I don't know if this is 100%, but I believe they said that they don't want cars at all being driven during L.A. They're like going to shut down
roads. But in 84, they didn't say that. They just assumed it would be a disaster, so everybody stayed off the roads. And it worked.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it was weird.
All right, Tony, do you have any interest in these?
I just thought about, you remember how when COVID was in and like nobody was out, so the animals that normally wouldn't be out were all out. Put a freeways like that in LA in 84, random.
I don't know that it was that
lions were out in the freeway.
Not gonna go that
there's empty. An alligator just walking around. That is funny. I do remember that.
Yeah, don't recall
by the way,
quite that.
Coyotes are getting brave.
Man, tell me about it. I see them cats howling in my backyard.
I drove by this guy at a stop sign.
From my backyard, I can hear him.
I was like, is he going to run away? Because he's in the middle of the street. I'm not going to hit him. And then he just stood there and looked at me. And so I honked at him, and then he ran away. But coyotes are getting a little crazy. Tony, LA Olympics, are you interested in going?
No. I'm not smack dab during the baseball season. No, I'm good. I watch.
What year is that? We got 2 more years for that, right? Because we've got the Winter Olympics in 26. So
did you just see the text that came through?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Listen to you guys begging, man. That did some things right there.
Yeah. This actually is the listener that I was talking about earlier, but our boss, Adam, I don't know if we should be talking about this on
maybe
the air.
Maybe not. I don't know.
All right. He's just helping us with some things.
I'll decide whether we should.
I don't want to look like that after...
You
guys
were literally banging.
I think we should
the
throw
air.
The guy's name out there, give ourselves another little bump and
another chance. I don't think that he asked for his name to be out there.
Number 4.
If you were with us for the texting you after this.
I was going to say, if you were with us for the Encinitas Ranch segment of the program, that's where we're going here.
Yeah.
Never mind. Next.
I just want to say, who's holding up the Big Five right now?
Adam.
Adam.
Okay. 49ers linebacker Fred Warner, whose 21-day practice window just opened, hasn't ruled out returning from a fractured and dislocated right ankle as soon as Saturday's game. Now, Coach Kyle Shanahan, all year, has been saying he's not coming back. Like, stop asking me. He's not coming back. But now they're saying he could be back for the NFC Championship, and Fred Warner said he might even be back for Saturday.
Did Kyle Shanahan say that?
No, Kyle Shanahan has maintained one thing. Fred Warner is not coming back. The quote, "We're taking it day by day," is what he said. So that's all
he
said.
He changed it up, though.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. He said he went on to say in a longer quote, he is listening to doctors. He's asking doctors if this can do irreparable harm to him, things like that. I don't think the 49ers are going to let him play. Tony, would you let him play if you are the 49ers? You got to protect him from himself. I just gave you the answer.
I mean, what's the difference between this week and next week?
Yeah.
I'm saying that he's not going to play at all.
You don't think he should play? Even if they get to a Super Bowl, he shouldn't play.
I don't think the team wants that to happen because I don't think they think he's ready. And then Trent Williams did an interview saying that basically saying, I don't expect him to see him out there.
If the team doesn't think he's actually ready, then they shouldn't let him play. But we're concerned about insurance and, you know,
I don't think that, no.
You know, I mean, I'm saying in terms of, like, if, you know, some of these players, like, if they run them out there, they're responsible
for it.
So I think either way, if the team actually feels like he's not ready to play, they should probably protect him from himself. But how often do you get a chance to get to a Super Bowl and win one?
Well, when you're a 49er, it'll come around next year.
Thank you for saying that. I was thinking it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a Cowboys. My fault.
Chris, what would you do if you were the 49ers?
I mean, if he says he can play, I believe mind over matter a lot, especially with a guy of that caliber. So I would certainly consider playing him in this game. I don't think I would tell anybody necessarily either.
Yeah, that's their strategy.
You know, I'd say I don't think he's going to play. I don't think he's going to play. And then, well, you know, so happens he looked pretty good. He's in.
What? Yeah.
I would certainly, entertain the idea. You can't, like Tony said, he's not going to feel a lot better next week if they win. So let's go.
I get what you're saying. And I wouldn't be mad if he was out there. I wouldn't. But how much do you think teams have to game plan for Fred Warner? Is it worth keeping this secret all week long?
You have to. I mean, if they're entertaining him playing, I'm sure every coach that could see the 49ers is game planning for Fred Warner. If he's the Fred Warner that he was before he got hurt, he's a menace. So
I will tell you,
have
that my guess is that Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet and Sam Darnold are rooting against it.
I would think so.
He can change the game.
He can change the game. All right, traffic, and then we'll get to number three.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Number three.
All right. We talked about it a little bit last segment, but the returning member program is only for previous PGA Tour members who qualify under certain conditions. And I didn't realize this yesterday, but as I got
real quick, for the people that are clueless on this topic, sorry, but what do you mean? What are we talking about? Returning member program
for the PGA Tour,
right? So to get back on the PGA Tour if you left.
So there were conditions that you had to meet to be able to come back to the PGA Tour. Brooks Koepka met those conditions, but I didn't realize that they may have iced out one golfer on purpose. So here is why I think that Koepka. If you have a Players' Championship or a major from 2022 to 2025, you qualify. So Koepka qualifies for that. DeChambeau can qualify for that. John Rahm and Cam Smith, but Cam Smith said he's staying. DeChambeau, I'm not so sure about. He still hasn't said yes or no, I don't believe.
But he said no. Thought they all three of them said no. They're not coming back.
I thought DeChambeau said he hedged.
I think DeChambeau hedged. I think, who was the other ones?
Cam Smith and Rahm. John Rahm. Rahm hedged a little bit. Yeah.
Cam didn't hedge at all.
No, he said he's staying. But here's the thing. If you go back one more year, because it starts in 2022, it excludes Phil Mickelson because he won the 2021 PGA Championship. So if it was a 2021 to 25 thing,
you're too early, huh?
Then he would have his window. He would be allowed under this program to return to the PGA Tour.
You know, Phil kind of went scorched earth on his way out.
He did. Now, 2021, I look back on the timeline. There were discussions about LIV. The tour hadn't actually started yet, but then the next year, Phil signed with the tour in 2022. So, say all that, Chris, to say this.
Do you think Phil went all his pictures and stuff back, if I remember correctly.
That's how this all started.
And all that.
Do you think the PGA Tour purposely iced out Phil Mickelson?
No.
You're crazy.
I think that's a conscrivacy.
I think it's a conscrivacy, too.
I mean, when people in the golf world are kind of like, this is...
I think they just...
Yeah, that's all they're doing.
I think they centered the rules around those other three guys that aren't there yet. Or can't... That are there and live still.
It's very strange to me.
And I'm not even talking Cam Smith. I'm talking...
Who else won the 2021 majors? Go ahead.
Dustin Johnson, was he in there?
He was not part of the qualifications.
Oh, so he didn't qualify either?
No, he wasn't one of the golfers named.
Yeah, I don't think they are intentionally going after Phil. I think this is a conscrivacy.
So Hideki Matsuyama won the Masters. He's still with the PGA Tour. John Rahm is gone. Colin Morikawa was with the PGA Tour and Phil Mickelson. So... You really only had Phil and John. Rahm already qualified.
But Rahm already won a couple years later.
So if they were to go 2021, Phil would be in.
Mm. Well, yeah, I think that's just a luck of the draw.
I don't think Phil Mickelson is that big of a draw anymore. He's kind of gone in the forgotten pile, I hate to say.
I
feel that way.
If keeping it a bean, I mean, he's like the same age as... He's older than Tiger, isn't he?
Phil?
Yeah, by a few years.
I mean, yeah, you're probably right.
So, he's I don't want to be disrespectful. He's an elder statesman.
Okay, elder statesman.
Number two.
But you know, if Tiger was like, you should let Phil back in, they would.
He didn't say that.
All right, here are the odds for the to win the Super Bowl teams among the teams that are still left. The Seahawks are the favorites, and then it goes Rams, Patriots, Bills, Broncos, Texans, Bears. And then the 49ers? Tony, should the 49ers be last in the odds?
Yes.
Why?
Of the eight teams left, the injuries.
Yeah. They don't have they don't have their full team. I know we talked about their depth, but they're the most injured team left in the postseason.
I don't disagree with you.
So, yeah, I think they could very well
I may put down get some to money a Super Bowl. This, actually, plus 2,000 for
yeah,
the Flyers.
Man,
there
might, yeah. might be some good
Why don't
odds.
You give me the money?
I'm going to put my life savings on it.
Yeah.
$12.
I honestly would consider putting the Bears behind them. I think you could consider Houston behind them on the surface, but a deeper look yeah, is revealing Houston's defense is looking pretty good. So, I don't know. I think the Bears would be the longest shot. I only say that because the 49ers have kind of been there, done that. Bears are trying to get there still.
Okay.
You feeling that?
Number one. No.
I think I like these odds because I may actually bet on it because if they do win the Super Bowl, $20 on plus 2,000, I don't know what that math's out to, but it's probably
You made
good.
It sound like it's
You better
be a
know
lot.
What it is so you know how much to collect.
I don't care. I just want to see the green instead of the red in there. All right, Nike has signed pickleball phenom Anna Lee Waters in a head-to-toe deal aligned with its approach to sponsorship across racket sports, including the lucrative business of tennis fashion. Now, she's 18 years old. She's the first pickleball professional to sign with the company. She has won 181 Professional Pickleball Association titles.
What's her name?
Anna Lee Waters. Right. 39 triple crowns. She won singles.
39 triple crowns.
Whoa. Won singles, doubles, mixed doubles, and golds at one tournament. She is known across her sport as the greatest women's pickleball player of all time at the age of 18. So,
18?
Yes. My question.
She's 19. No, she'll be 19 in a week. I'm okay. looking up her birthday. Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to ask, is pickleball the next great sport of the United States, Chris?
Not to anybody over the age of 19 who doesn't want to tear their knees up.
I was just getting ready to say.
I can't do it with the pickleball. I get too nervous.
Let me tell you, pickleball.
But I watch them play, and I think it's fun. I can watch a little of it, you know. So building up some stars is good.
This is my form of a conspiracy. I think pickleball had some serious momentum until people started realizing you get hurt in pickleball, too.
Really?
Because yeah. they started playing pickleball thinking it was a like, nice alternative to tennis.
100%.
You didn't have to run around. You can stand. You do pretty much stand in one spot, but you are twisting those legs and making really quick movements that are, you know, I've heard more than a few doctors tell me they stayed 100%. In business because they're getting
the
pickleball
thing.
Injuries coming in all the time now.
I think that sport, I think initially, as Chris said, was thought to be a safer, but a safer sport, but yeah, I don't know if it's got
18 years old, man. You can move around. You got the good.
I mean, I cannot believe that she's won 181 Professional Pickleball Association titles. She's 18. When did she start
she's
playing
been dominating,
y'all?
Well,
I mean, that is dominant.
Maybe they decide a title every day in that
I was
sport.
Just about to say, how many titles do they come across? Like, she playing in a tournament like every week?
The May 19th champion of the pickleball world, yeah, Anna Lee Waters.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never played pickleball, but I know our guy Sam Levitt loves him some pickleball.
I like watching it. I think it looks like it'd be fun, but I'm staying off because I just I feel like something's gonna happen.
KG says if frisbee golf doesn't become the next huge sport, pickleball probably won't. Well, that's easy because frisbee golf's not a sport. So,
oh wow, listen to you.
Oh, if frisbee golf's not a sport, then what are we saying about real golf?
Oh, that's a sport, baby.
Okay.
Them dudes at frisbee golf be getting after.
No,
they
full on. And I know I just angered a lot of people.
Fully stretched out dives.
I just don't like it when people tell me to get rid of the boring sport of golf and try frisbee golf. Don't want to.
I will tell you, whatever it was I was doing at Riverwalk yesterday was not a sport.
It was a torture?
Yes, it was not a sport at all. We got a happy hour, and it's going to be happy. We got fun stuff ahead. Gwen and Chris, stick around.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.